Blow ye the trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Thank you for joining me for the Trumpet of Truth podcast. My name is Brother Greg Bray. I'm the pastor of Lighthouse Baptist Church in Bruce, Mississippi. Hello, neighbor. I just want to pause for a minute to say thank you to Brother Nathaniel Lancaster for sharing his testimony with us last week on the podcast. I'm so looking forward to today's podcast. John Carl Lancaster will be sharing his testimony with us. Oh, I'm so excited. We've had different ones that have listened and some have commented on the podcast. Thank you so much. And please comment, please subscribe, please tell your friends about Trumpet of Truth podcast. And we're going to share some things in the days to come. We're going to talk about how we love to go to church. Probably next month, that's going to be most of the month or maybe a few weeks of the month. We're going to talk about how we love to go to church and what church really is and what church is all about. And how important church is. So you join us as we discuss and interview and all of the things that goes along with this podcast. Well, I'm just so excited about it. I know that I go on and on sometimes, but thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you, John Carl, for recording and sending your testimony to me. I know that everybody's going to enjoy the testimony and what it means to be saved. I thank God for Brother Nathaniel, Brother John Carl. They mean a lot to me. They help in the kitchen at Camp Zion. We just have a big time together. We sing, we testify, we have fun. We get crazy sometimes, but we enjoy one another's company and thank God for one another. I appreciate these men's testimony. And Brother John Carl is going to give us his testimony now, and we'll listen to it and enjoy it. And share it with other people.
Hey everyone, my name is John Carl Lancaster III, and I am honored to be with you today on this podcast. Definitely thankful for an opportunity to share our testimony with you. We're always thankful for an opportunity to brag on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is definitely worth bragging on. Amen. Hallelujah. We're also thankful for Brother Greg and his dear wife. They are such a blessing to me and my family. We love them dearly, and we're thankful for the way the Lord uses them. And we're thankful that the Lord has allowed Brother Greg to start this podcast. I was definitely excited about it when Brother Greg shared this new ministry outreach. And we have been blessed by the last two sessions, and we're excited about the ones to come. So we're praying for the podcast to be a blessing and to reach many lives. So I'm going to share my testimony with you. And I remember it like it was yesterday, even though it has been 23 years ago now. I was a 7-year-old boy, full of questions. My biggest question was, how do I know for sure that it's the Lord speaking to my life? I knew how to be saved. I was blessed to be raised by good godly parents. In fact, my daddy was my pastor, and that's a blessing that a lot of folks do not get to experience, but I'm thankful that I was raised in a pastor's home. It's one thing to see a preacher and how he lives at the church house. It's another to see how the preacher lives at his house, and I'm thankful that I had a daddy who lived what he preached and preached what he lived. Thankful for good godly parents that taught me about the Lord and guided my footsteps towards the things of Christ. And so I was always asking questions as a 7-year-old boy. How do I know for sure that it's the Lord speaking to my heart and my life? And I remember they'd tell me, when it's the Lord speaking to you, when the Holy Ghost is dealing with you, you will know for sure. And they were exactly right. It was January the 10th, 1999. It was a cold, cold winter Sunday night. My daddy was preaching, and I didn't hear anything that my daddy said. All I could hear was the Lord speaking to me saying, you need to be saved. You need a Savior, and I am Him. And I knew 100% sure that it was the Lord speaking to me. And as a 7-year-old boy, I thought that you had to wait till the invitation time was given so that you could go to the altar. If I'd known what I know now, I would have went running down there during the message. But anyway, invitation time was given, and I went down to the altar. I remember my daddy meeting me at the altar, coming down from the stage, from the pulpit area, and asking me what I needed. And I remember him taking his big Bible and opening it up. One thing I always remember is my daddy carrying a big Bible. And he had a leather case that the church he pastored had made for him. And every Bible he carried, he would carry inside that leather case. And it was such a blessing. My daddy gave me that case a few years ago. And now I have two requirements when I go and pick out a new Bible. First, it has to be King James. Second, it has to be the right size to fit in that case. And I love carrying my Bible in that case. All the memories that flood my mind every time I pick up that Bible in that case, seeing my daddy preach out of it and carry it from place to place. And I remember him opening that Bible up, and I remember him going scripture to scripture. I remember him telling me that I'm a sinner. Do you believe that, son? Yes, sir, I know I'm a sinner. You know that you've failed and that you've come short and that you're not worthy of the Lord. Yes, sir, I realize that. Do you believe that he was born of a virgin? Yes, sir, I believe it. Do you believe that he died on a cross to pay for your sin? Yes, sir, I believe it. Do you believe on the third day that he rose from the grave? Yes, sir, I believe that. And he went through scripture after scripture, and he told me, he said, you believe all this? I said, all you got to do is ask him, and ask him to forgive you, ask him to save you, and he will. And I remember asking God to forgive me of my sins. And as a 7-year-old boy, I had not gotten out into the world, and I hadn't committed what some folks would say gross sins, but I was still just as sinful as anybody else, and I needed a Savior just as much as anybody else. And I remember asking God to forgive me of my sins and to wash me white as snow and to save my soul so that I could live with Him forever. And He sure enough did. He didn't say, let me think about it, or I'll get back with you. But instantly, I remember the peace of God flooding my soul, and I felt clean and white, whiter and cleaner than I'd ever felt in my life. And I knew 100% sure that God saved my soul that night. And I remember the church lining up and hugging me and telling me that they were proud of me and thankful that God saved me. And I remember as the service ended and we were getting ready to leave the church, I remember walking down the hallway of the church to go get our coats to put them on. And just such a peace in my life. And I felt so clean. And we lived in a parsonage. The driveway to the house was hooked to the parking lot of the church. And I remember walking across that parking lot thinking, I'll never sin again. I'm so clean. I was so overwhelmed by the peace and the cleanness that I felt in my life that night. Of course, the next day I did sin. And I remember how it broke my heart. I don't remember what the sin was. But I do know that, you know, as you grow up, you have bad thoughts, or maybe as a little boy, you might talk back to your parents and like you're not supposed to. But I remember it broke my heart to have sinned. And but I'm glad that even though I did sin, that I was still saved. I couldn't lose my salvation. And all I had to do was ask God to forgive me. And that cleanness came back into my life. And I am so thankful for what the Lord has done in my life. And I'm 30 years old now. He's blessed me to have a saved, godly wife. He's blessed us with 6 children. We're expecting our 7th. He's allowed me to lead the music at our church. He's allowed me to write some songs for His honor and His glory. And I tell you what, it's just, it's been a wonderful journey. God has been so good to me. And it all started with salvation. And I'm so thankful that He saw fit to save me as a 7-year-old boy. I'm glad that I didn't have to get out into the world to find out that He is really the best thing that'll ever happen to you. And I'm thankful for this opportunity. And I hope that my testimony has been a blessing to you. And I pray God that He'll use this to bless you and to draw others to Him. So we appreciate you. Appreciate you listening. Thankful for what God has done.
Amen. Thank you so much, my dear brother. Isn't it wonderful to be saved? Ain't God good? There's a song we like to sing around Lighthouse Baptist Church, Ain't God Good, to give us so many blessings, undeserving. That's what I am, undeserving. But boy, He chose to bless me, and thank God He did bless me with salvation, and thank God for these testimonies. They mean so much to me, and I know they mean a lot to you that are listening. And I want to encourage you, if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, that you'd listen to these testimonies and listen to them over and over and hear the blessing of God on them. If you need any help, please, please get in touch with me, trumpetoftruth85@gmail.com. And I tell you what, I would be just honored to talk with you, to read you the scripture, to share with you what Jesus has done for you, and you might be saved before it's everlasting too late. I'll tell you, it's going to be too late one day, and boy, I tell you, I wouldn't want to be one of those that spend an eternity in hell. Wouldn't you rather spend eternity in heaven with Jesus and loved ones that have gone on before you? Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go and prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Oh, it's my prayer that you go to heaven to be with me. I want you to be with me through eternity. I don't care who you are. I don't care how bad you've been, how awful you've been in this life. Jesus will save you. He said He would. Whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." That's Jesus. And Jesus is all you need. He's more than you need. Thank you again for joining us today. And again, subscribe to the podcast. Click on the little bell icon down in the lower right-hand corner of the video screen on YouTube. And after you click on that little bell, there'll be a drop-down. Click on all. That'll allow you to get notifications whenever I put a podcast out on YouTube. You can also, if you're listening on the podcast apps, you can follow the podcast and click on notifications and be notified when one is put out there. Thank you. God bless you. And God help us all in these days.